drinking?
No. Well, 10 beers.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Come get another beer. You want one?
Now, whose ass I got to kiss to get myself a beer?
Welcome to show 36, BigFoamyHead.com. This is the new Belgian show, and we've got a wide selection of new Belgium beers. We've got all kinds of food to discuss, and we're going to get all over some juke joints and got some great live juke joint music from some local Memphis artists. What are we drinking?
We're drinking the New Belgian Skinny Dip, and New Belgian's a brewery out of Colorado, and they're pretty well known, I think, by just about everyone has had the Fat Tire. We've talked about Fat Tires on the show before.
And that's the only one we're not drinking.
Yeah, this show we're doing everything but Fat Tires. Okay. So the Skinny Dip is actually one of their seasonal beers, and says it's a full-bodied, figure-friendly beer, perfect for the lightly attired summer months. Cascade hops frolic with kefir lime and ample malt to create a bright, citrusy nose as crisp as chilling in a mountain pond. Skinny Dip, a most revealing beverage. Alcohol by volume is 4.2%.
I saw that.
That's the only one that I have the alcohol by volume for today.
Oh, so they don't have them on the bottles?
They might on the bottles, but okay. I grabbed my information off the website.
So this is a beer supposed to make you take your clothes off and jump in the lake? Is that what it is?
Right. I guess so. It's something you do during the summer months. Okay. But go check the New Belgian Brewery website because they're kind of interesting people. They do solar power and all this eco-friendly stuff. Yeah,
tree-hugging hippie stuff.
Communists.
Are they metal?
No, I don't think that they're metal. Well, they brew very good beer, though.
This is a very light. It is. Light is definitely the word for this, and it's kind of interesting they use kefir lime, which is sort of like cilantro and all that. It's got that real lime taste.
Much frolicking with the hops.
Well, Susan, what do you think about this?
I get a little citrusy.
Yeah. Sometimes when nobody's watching.
You never know. Can't tell.
Well, this is good, and I you know, we're splitting these beers, but we got three of them, and I keep looking, and my glass is empty, so it must be good.
It's going down easy.
It's going down real easy, and we got all kinds of things going on. We've been chatting for way too long trying to figure out what we're going to talk about, but
we're never at a shortage for things to say.
No, apparently not. We took a field trip this past weekend.
Yeah, we did.
To go check out, because we hinted around at it being barbecue season and everything, and we went to a cook-off between...
Collierville kicked off the barbecue season with a friendly competition between the firehouses in town and close out of town at the local Harley-Davidson dealership.
So. Yeah, so that was pretty interesting, a bunch of Harley things. And so we go and we show up, and rain had come. But before that... It was wind, and it was just not just any winds. That was that weird conflux of climates, and we had literally 30 to 40 mile an hour winds all that night, right?
The thing about living in the Mid-South, there are no mountains or anything to moderate the weather. Yeah. So it's whatever's blowing through that day is what you get.
Yeah, so it was just like crazy wind, and then the rains came, but we went out anyway. And so we get there, and like, here's, you know, we're thinking they're all firemen. They're going to be out there anyway, braving the elements. Well, only four teams showed up. And you just feel free to knock that mic over there, Susan. Mm-hmm. But we went there. We got some pictures. We'll try and post them on the website. And
it's some mediocre food.
Yeah. I mean, the first team, they were, you know.
Serving. They were ready for a crowd.
They were.
And there wasn't a crowd.
They were very welcoming, glad to see us, good company at the first booth.
Right.
And they had a big truck, and it was like half of them. They didn't know.
Professional barbecue trailer.
Yeah.
With the rotisserie barbecue and everything going.
And so no ribs.
No ribs. They turned the ribs in.
Yeah, so apparently we got there right at turn-in, so it was like they didn't care after that.
But the pulled pork sandwich was good.
It was, and they fixed us up real good and kept saying, "Do you want some more? Come on back. We got plenty." And then we went over to the next one. They had some ribs, and they did pretty good. They were not, I guess, as smoky as I would have thought they would be.
Were they wet or dry? Because that's a different thing.
These were sort of in between. They did dry and cooked it, and then they put some sauce on. They had sauce on the side, so you could put it on there and sauce it up some more if you wanted.
Well, if I remember, sticky. They had both baby bags and spares.
They did. And so theirs were, you know, they were pretty good.
I'll tell you one thing that's not good. Danish ribs. Have
yeah.
you ever seen those?
The sale, ribs.
Yeah, you don't want to get those.
No. I don't.
Those
would
be $10 a box.
I don't, I don't think they're pig. I think there's some little animal bred in Denmark that resembles, it's like a cross between a pig and a ferret.
Oh, these are so cheap. Let's get them. Yeah. We can put some good sauce on them.
But what animal has 2-inch rib bones?
I don't know, but they're the nasty. Don't fall for the Kroger sale
yeah,
and buy the
because they're
Danish
like they're $10. They're like $1 a pound.
Yeah, something very cheap. And Tom and I were like, we have that good rendezvous sauce. We'll just put them over them. They'll
yeah.
be fine.
No, there isn't that much rendezvous sauce.
Well, the whole idea with barbecue is those were the cheap cuts of meat, and
yeah.
you smoke them all day to make them nice and tender,
right.
and mm-hmm. now it's become kind of an art form.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
Well, I don't think even the best barbecuer in the world could do anything with the Danish ribs.
Well, so we're at this place, and we've gone, and, you know, like I said, the firemen, and it's like everybody just disappeared. And literally, Rick and I were the only two people standing in this parking lot, and so we just go over and hit the next tent.
Maybe
there's nobody there.
There's nobody at the booth.
No, there's nobody
did
at the
you
booth.
Think maybe
so we're
the
helping
whole thing
ourselves.
Was over?
No, they weren't. They were all inside. It was the judging. And
right.
so we go and we hit the next two booths, totally unchaperoned. We could have just helped our, and we did. We helped ourselves to food. And
to
then
some
we,
not so great.
No,
food.
It was like in descending order. Apparently, we'd gone. We hit the best first. It just got worse, and the last one was just really bad. Yeah. So we go inside, right? And it's packed in there. All these Harley-looking types, old, you know, either accountants or old guys with lots of gray hair and beards and stuff.
They're the only ones that can afford the Harleys.
Yeah. And so they're in there, and they're announcing it. And there was some girl in there. I don't know what she was, Miss Harley Davidson or Miss something or another.
She had a hottie.
She had a crown.
Yeah.
So anyway, she was standing up there, and they announced it. And sure enough, the guys who gave us the shoulder, they won.
Yeah.
So it was good. And Rick's talking to this woman. I don't know who she is. You know,
looks
he's
like a housewife.
Just like a nice lady. and I come up, and I, you know, Rick says something, I say something, and we get chatting. And she said, "Have you met
the vice mayor?"
The vice mayor.
I go, Justin.
No. And he says, "This is Justin. He's our vice mayor." I go, "Hey, Justin, how you doing?"
And of course, I'd been talking to Justin for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And see, so I know the vice mayor. Carl.
Yeah. And so it didn't. And then I'm chatting with the lady some more. And I said, "You think there'd be some beer around here because with all the barbecue?" I guess I couldn't get a permit or something. And somehow it gets around to the lady who was talking about beer, giving her a headache. And we're saying, "Well, it's because you're drinking bad beer. What do you like?"
She's drinking Budweiser, so she moved to something.
Miller Lite or something. She said, "Yeah, I used to drink Budweiser all the time and stuff." And she finally wanders off. And I said, "Rick, I hate this because I can never, you know, I forget people's names. Who the hell was that?" He says, "That's the mayor." So we're like advising the mayor and, you know, getting in depth about what kind of beer the mayor of Collierville prefers while standing in the Harley shop. Yeah.
We had some fun politicians. Speaking of politics, one of my very good friends' dad won the Republican primary yesterday, and it's all about barbecue. John Willingham.
He won the Republican primary yesterday. Yeah.
My friend Carla, that's just a few years older than me, was running for
county. You told me about that. Yeah, okay.
Commissioner.
Yeah.
I stood out there with her on the street corner with like three other blonde 30-something girls going, holding little signs. But
none of you having
help.
Any idea why you
no,
were standing on the corner?
Because in fact, somebody was like, "So what is she running for?" And I had to look at the sign and go, "Oh, yeah, she's running for county commissioner." But she really lost. Not so. But she did a great job.
Who did she lose to?
A guy.
Okay. That's how
political I was.
I support his restaurant and his smoker.
So he has
invented a very interesting smoker. If you look at it, it's weird looking. It looks like a popcorn machine. Have you ever seen the Willingham smoker?
No. Where is it?
It's on the internet. Go type in John Willingham. You'll get 1,000 hits, and you'll get to his company that sells these high-end custom smoker. He was like a world champion several times. He's got sauce still in the store,
uh-huh.
I think. And he had a restaurant or two. But his big deal is the smoker that he makes. And it's it's just different looking. It's got big wheels on it, and it looks like one of those giant popcorn carts.
What if him becoming mayor would be good for barbecue in the county?
So those of you who doubt that Memphis is serious about their barbecue, I mean,
yeah,
we've got our political figures out there.
That's right.
They're
going to be running on the barbecue ticket. And
I'd
don't know
say
if
we support him.
We've got a lot more stuff to talk about, and I've got a special band here that we're going to get into some of their songs and a little bit more about them. They're called the Juke Joint All Stars, and this is a different kind of band. These guys, their CDs are not for sale online. You have to buy them live at the show. The show occurs every night on Beale Street, not in a club, but literally on Beale Street. There's this little place between the clubs called Handy Park. It's got a little stage, and that's where these guys play. They are a street blues band. They've been out there for quite a while. They have people just walk up, play, sing, run off. Somebody else comes up. So this is the real deal. This is a street blues band. And Juke Joint All Stars was listening to their version of Down Home Blues.
Get my head back. Send me some of these down home blues, girl.
During the break, we dived into the New Belgian Sunshine Wheat. It says Sunshine Wheat is a great beer for trouncing thirst. Wow. Yeah, it has a depth of character that inspires quiet moments of reflection. Sunshine Wheat swirls in the mouth. Well, it's got a whole bunch of descriptions, but
yeah, it does.
Anything with the word swirls in it, I'm into that.
Yeah, because we're all about manly swirling. A little swirling, twirling.
I want you to add manly swirls to the website.
Well, you were, you
it's
know,
got ripples of coriander and yeah. orange peel tartness, settling nicely into a tranquil sea of apple and honey tones. Don't know if I got all that from it, but it's pretty good beer.
Well, actually, I was going to say the first thing when I took a drink of it, it was like, whoa, vanilla.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't say anything about vanilla.
I was looking at the bottle. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it, but it's like, is this another vanilla beer?
It does say it's a
floral, filtered
wheat beer.
It's a floral taste mm-hmm. to me.
Sunshine offers a crisp, refreshing alternative to heavier-bodied Hefeweizens.
I still got vanilla. I'm trying that again. So I guess this is something you got. This is a very diverse beer, right?
Yes,
get a lot of a little something for everybody.
Well, it's a complex beer, which is nice.
Like all of us.
Yeah, we're complex.
And you know how complex we were during
that. Are
we
complex or are we beard?
I don't even know what that means. But during that, we're so complex that during that break, we had a little truth or dare, and I dared Rick to eat 10 wasabi peas, and he did it.
Yes, I did.
That was kind of fun.
I like my wasabi.
Of course, he had to leave the room when it happened, but.
Speaking of food pairings, with sunshine include mussels steamed in sunshine wheat, Thai coconut green curry, and spicy chili rellenos.
Okay.
Or anything else with cilantro, for that matter.
And this is like a near transparent beer. I mean, it has...
It's pale.
It's like Budweiser clear.
It's very hard to brew a pale ale pale beer like this.
Mm.
So, good.
It is. It's real good. This is another one that'd be good. You said these are all summer beers that we're having?
Well, sunshine wheat.
Yeah.
The skinny dip was a seasonal.
This is like a summer beer, too. This would be good with a piece of lemon in it, too.
Yes, it would.
So, does it say anything about going with sushi?
Well, it does say that it goes with green curry and spicy chili.
Well, you tried
chili.
It with the wasabi peas.
Yes, I did. Right. And, okay.
Do you like wasabi?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. We're kind of dancing around the topic here, but wanted to bring up the roll-your-own sushi party I had this weekend,
right.
Which actually was pretty exceptional, and I think the Big Foamy Head staff and crew ought to have a party like that also.
I'm concerned about this party. Where was it, and why weren't we invited? Was it
well,
like your
because
fancy
it
friends?
Was co-workers of mine and ex-co-workers, so...
People with jobs. I know how that is.
No, these are people who bring us beer.
Oh.
Yeah, Kenny, friend of the show.
Oh, Kenny.
Was part of it. So, anyway, went out to the Asiana market on Dick's recommendation. Got a little chunk of tuna, $15.
Wow.
Yeah, and we used maybe 5 slices out of it, you know.
Really? That's how you ate?
Well, yeah, but we also had the EB shrimp for tempura, and we cooked all that up. And crab meat. So we had sushi rolls out the yin yang.
But that was the real tuna, though, that you get.
Yes, it was.
Sushi
it was
place.
The
That's
sushi grade tuna.
It wasn't like chicken of the sea, you mean?
No, this isn't like grocery store.
It's
I mean,
not
it's
Costco
like
tuna.
You use vacuum packed and you rinse it off, and it's that bright, pretty
Where's
tuna
this?
They got.
There's some
Asiana.
Asian market.
It's an Asian market,
okay.
Yeah.
And
it's almost in the hood. It's in East Memphis.
Yeah.
Kind
but
of
they
down
have
by,
they have
yeah,
like
Mount
blocks
Mariah.
Blocks of fish that you
know
buy.
Where another good place is to get sushi? The Exxon on Ridgeway and Poplar.
Oh yeah,
they have a sushi.
The gas station
I've had
sushi.
Gas station sushi before.
Yeah,
nice.
It is. Tom Lee, I think it is. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I took pictures over the sushi party. I recommend it.
Good.
What we did is we just had a bunch of these rolling mats and we cooked a bunch of rice and had a bunch of seafood and stuff and we all just slapped together our own sushi rolls. And whatever ingredients you wanted to put into it, we had cucumber and celery.
All that.
And a lot of tempura. It was just exceptional.
And what did you have to drink?
Well, we were drinking the New Belgians.
Okay. And what did you? I know you drank all the Fat Tire.
Yeah, right? Those are all gone.
So that went extra well with sushi. Did you get into some of the others?
Well, yeah, we drank them all pretty much. So this tonight we're repeating the ones I had.
Okay, you're repeating yourself. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
sharing. I'm sharing with the show.
It was good. And so we've got pictures of the ribs.
We'll have pictures of the sushi party.
I've got pictures from my event. I went to a Bunco tournament in Jackson, Mississippi during that rainy windstorm. I'll put them on the web.
You were in the Death Winds while at a Bunco party in Jackson.
Yeah, maybe not everybody in the country or world know what Bunco is. So maybe you should explain that.
It's kind of like a poker night for
women.
And it's almost an insult to my intelligence, which obviously I'm so highly intelligent. You can tell that when you hand me something to read for the show and I'm like, oh, too many words, can't read it.
And you write them on your hand.
Yes. But Bunco, there's three dice, you're rolling them, and you're trying to get sixes. And if you get sixes, you get to keep rolling. And if you don't get sixes, you pass it around. Well, there was the Cotillion Club of Jackson had their Bunco tournament.
Yeah.
Raising money for
charities. This is Mississippi or
Jackson,
Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Okay.
So anyway, we braved the winds went over there. And
that's the one your sister was talking about,
yes.
The big party on Saturday.
Yes. So I couldn't have come to your sushi party, even if you invited me.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we'll have one for the show. And
what
I didn't get to go.
Cast members and whatever.
I didn't get to go either, so I don't feel bad. So you had lots and lots of sushi and drank all the good beer with it. And I guess were some of the non-beer drinkers enjoying a wine or something? Or?
Well, my wife was making appletinis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's kind of.
Did I help her with that? Because I know I fed her a couple before.
She had the shaker out, and it was kind of slipping out of her hand. So
okay.
Did she make a good one? Did she just open the bucket?
I don't know. I'm a beer
drinker.
I don't really.
That's right.
No, she shook it. She put ice in there, and she has a little martini.
Then she probably liked that apple beer that we had, the Unibrew.
She probably didn't.
She might.
I don't remember the last beer she had. Sometimes she'll take a drink out of my homebrews.
Well, okay.
Speaking of homebrews, we had James Spencer's.
That's right.
Homebrews. He sent me a brown ale.
A care package. That's right.
A care package, a brown ale. And his Amarillo ale, and there's a Hefeweizen that's a...
Did you get a wasabi pea?
Yeah, I changed my mind. I had a wasabi pea in my mouth, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to suck on it for a second. Don't suck the wasabi peas. That's a bad idea.
And then,
try
it.
She accuses us of taking us down to the gutter.
Don't suck the wasabi peas. That should be a t-shirt.
That's going to be my next dare for Dick during the musical break. I'm going to see how long you can suck one of those wasabi peas, because that is not a good idea.
So yeah, Dick, there's a dare
I just don't like where this is leading at all.
It sounds like innuendo, but it's not.
No.
Where were we? James Spencer. Thank you, James, very much for sending those.
Yeah,
and
I always
look forward
appreciate
to the Hefeweizen. And as soon as my German Alt is ready, I'll send some off to you, you and Steve.
So it's a good beer, and it's kind of hard to tell because you're still working on getting the carbonation up on yours, but that Amarillo ale. Good
and
stuff.
That's James Spencer from Basic Brewing Radio,
right.
basicbrewing.com/radio. Right. And actually, I think he's actually registered the URL for Basic Brewing Radio.
Well, okay.
So
try
that's
both.
New. And he's also been featured on Rocket Boom recently, which is a...
Oh, yeah. And that was something we've been watching.
A very popular
rocketboom.com. It's a daily video blog that you can get on.
New York.
Yeah. And you can get it on your TiVo. If you want.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Sign up for that. But speaking of new technology,
there is a new
MP3 coming on the market. They haven't said we're the iPod killer, but they're sure positioning themselves like that. It's the Mobi Blue, M-O-B-I-B-L-U. And the specs on this thing, they've already got a couple of these out. They're in Walmart, Target, Office Depot. But this new model they got coming out, it's just loaded with features, 2 gigabyte storage. It's got a FM player, which will also record at the same time. So on your Sunday morning blues shows, you can record it, save it to your MP3 player. It's got a voice recorder. And the cool thing about it is it has got a built-in podcast directory. So you can plug that thing into your computer, and it will fire up a podcast. And so I had to look and see what they got in the food section, and there we were, the number 2 show.
Big foamy head.
Big foamy head.
How much? You have to pay for that.
Didn't have to pay nothing.
How did they?
I'd never heard of these people till today. It just crossed my path. So I was very pleased. And so
next to the guy you were promoting last week, which was the Charlie the Beer guy or something.
Yeah. That's right. I got to call him back. We got all these people that we're trying to get a hold of and get featured. The whole podcast thing just keeps going and growing.
So I'm trying to get Dick to finish off his summer wheat so I can pour the Abbey Belgian style.
Dick is holding out his glass, trying to get Rick to pour more in it.
And I'm not going to mix the beers.
Rick's making some kind of crazy hand motions. Right. Dick's looking at him like, what are you talking about?
And that's why I was setting the camera up so we can record some of the stuff that goes on here. Because, you know,
the hand motions alone are worth it.
I noticed that we put the video out last week, right? And people have wrote in and you know, they don't say, wow, that Rick, he's a handsome devil.
Nobody would say that.
They say, nice lake.
Yeah.
That was like the number one compliment on the video. Nice lake there.
We are now drinking the Abbey Belgian style ale from New Belgium Brewery. And Abbey is the biggest metal collector of the New Belgium portfolio.
Metal.
The color is just polished mahogany, crowned with tightly laced mousse-like head.
Uh-oh.
Our Abbey Belgian ale raises eyebrows just on sight alone.
And I saw Dick raise his eyebrows. He's holding it up to the
That's right.
The chandelier.
I'm swirling it.
Swirling in a manly fashion, holding it up to the chandelier, and he's looking.
I'm guessing this is an ethereal swirl of banana.
Man.
Spice and smoky aromas compels further study.
Spicy
it
bananas.
It is definitely Abbey style. And the head's got that kind of bumpy looking head that you get on these real thick. They did a good job on this. It's just
cross
up
the liquid threshold and discover flavors evoking
banana.
Ripe fig.
Do you get banana?
Mm-hmm.
It says ripe fig, caramel, coffee, and clove.
Yeah, a lot of clove.
So these are very complex beers, then.
No, it's
which
very
is cool.
Good.
I mean, you can get a lot of different things depending on what you're eating and what time of day it is and what you drank before this.
How many wasabi peas you sucked?
Whether you're sucking peas.
Don't suck the black peas, whatever you do.
For sure. I get a lot of banana. That was my comment for that.
A lot of spice?
Write that down.
What about spice?
You know, I was going to pick up some wasabi pecans. So we could be sucking wasabi nuts.
You know what? I'm tired of talking about wasabi because that stupid world market, I've gone there three times looking for those Tim's wasabi potato chips. And
they're always out, aren't they?
You need to register a complaint.
I know.
Okay. Well, let's get into our next song. We still haven't talked about your juke joint.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back,
we're gonna
speak of juke joints when we come back. So this is another cut from the juke joint. All
because stars. We're all about the beer, the blues, and the barbecue.
Exactly, right. And we're going to take one more cut. This is, again, Juke Joint All Stars. And this is a classic blues song called Stormy Monday.
Done. night I go out to play. Yeah, yes I do now, yes I do now. Yeah. Eagle flies on Friday. Saturday night, yeah, I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, girl. I get down on my knees and I pray. I say, Lord, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Which is a great version of that. And another very good version of Stormy Monday is by Patrice Monsell with the House Rockers.
And that was documentary you saw, right?
Yes. And for a while, Tom and I had like 50 movie channels. I don't know.
Being your husband.
Tom, my husband. He's been on the show. He's kind of a quiet man. He's the guy that bought the door for Valentine's Day. He was the home brewer.
His claim to fame.
Yeah, the doorman. But anyway, for a while, Tom and I had many, many movie channels. You know how when you first sign up for satellite, they give you everything
and help you keep it?
Yeah. And they help you forget to cancel it in the amount of time. Otherwise, you'll have to like pay the $300 a month for all those movies.
Uh-huh.
Well, for a while, we had the Black Stars channel. And on the Black Stars channel, there was a documentary, which was The Last of the Mississippi Jukes. Which was...
This Jukes, like
Jukes.
Juke joint.
Yes, okay. Jukes.
Okay.
Jukes. But anyway, which has a great soundtrack also, which can be found on Amazon, and all the reviews for it are really good. If you're at all interested in blues, you need to check out The Last of the Mississippi Jukes.
Okay, go to Amazon, search for Mississippi Jukes or Last of the UK.
Yeah.
And it's a cool soundtrack with a bunch of people.
Exactly.
And there's a bar that Susan used to hang out at.
Yeah,
right.
There's one. Okay, so it's a musical journey through the juke joints of Mississippi. And it starts in Clarksdale, which we were talking about. Dick had to quiz me on my blues knowledge.
Where the crossroads are.
Where the crossroads. And I guessed Clarksdale. And was I right? Or
it was close. I know it's there. Near there.
Clarksdale or Greenwood. I can.
Yep.
Somewhere down in the,
the Delta. Nobody knows for sure.
So anyway, the
Dick was hoping you wouldn't answer.
You're supposed to go to the crossroads at midnight and,
Ooh. And
wish up the devil and sell your soul to him, and then you'll be a blues player.
Now that
would be metal.
Yeah, that's real metal there.
So when I was in college down in Jackson, Mississippi, there's a very famous juke joint that's called the Subway Lounge, which was in the basement of the first black-owned hotel in Jackson.
Oh. It's not a Subway, though.
No, it was called the Subway because it was down in this hotel basement, and it was all dark and
how many Jacksons dangerous. Are there? There's Jackson, Tennessee, Jackson, Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
Jackson, Florida?
But the way
maybe?
You say it, though. See, if you say over in Jackson, that's Tennessee. If you say down in Jackson, that's Mississippi.
Come on, Rick.
Yeah.
Duh. So anyway, at the Subway Lounge, which the kind of cool thing about it is there would be, like, homeless men of color hanging out with very white sorority girls in this bar at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't think it even opens till midnight. And seriously, when we drove up, I don't remember this because I was usually of an altered state when we would go to this bar at 3 o'clock in the morning because it only opens at midnight.
Right.
But Tom remembers that one time when we went there, the man standing at the door maybe was holding an assault rifle because it's in that bad part of town. But I don't believe that is actually true. But anyway, there's a whole documentary that you can check out if you have the Black Stars channel, if you have just started subscribing to your satellite. But definitely check out the soundtrack for
that. So it's playing now?
It was several months ago that we...
Okay.
I'm sure that there's one
just
of those
just in channels. Rotation
yes,
there.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. But you can buy it on Amazon, right?
Yes. And
okay.
There's a good version of The Blues Is All Right on that soundtrack and also Strokin'. So it's a lot of songs that, even if you're a beginner blues...
Yeah.
Listener, you've heard of all these songs.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the playlist. It's definitely a good intro too. It's got up tempo. It's got as you heard, Stormy Monday is a slow paced, pretty classic style of blues song. Very good. And this, yeah, I'm looking at this. It's got a lot of good songs on there.
So, did we mention that we're drinking a triple?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we dove into the triple.
And everybody likes a triple.
Who doesn't?
I mean,
it one ups the double every time. But if you can't find your notes, I can read the bottle.
Go ahead.
It says triple, pronounced triple, oddly enough, is brewed in the style of a Belgian triple ale. It's golden in color with a full body and a generous amount of European Saz hops. I thought those were Czechoslovakian. Who knew? Triple's recognized with a unique produced with a unique triple fermentation process and an authentic Belgian yeast strain. It is re-fermented in the bottle to produce natural carbonation. A small amount of live yeast remains in the bottle, giving the ale a freshness and fullness of character. This brew should be stored cool, not cold, but cool. And to best experience the rich aroma and complex flavors. And the alcohol by volume on this bad boy is 7.8%.
That makes it good.
That's a good beer.
Well, I'm glad you read the bottle because I didn't have any notes on
it. Well,
that,
you know, I was kind of spooked about this because we had that triple that was not the best of, that
yes.
Westfall Abbey, which those are the guys who invented it, right?
I thought you didn't like the Rookford 8.
I may be wrong.
Rookford 8 is the one you
yeah.
don't like.
Listen to show 33 or 34 and find out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right, and this is a completely different triple. The New Belgium does great. They do
this
a great
guy,
job.
He must be a brewing genius.
Well, and we mentioned him, though, I believe, on the Belgian show, the Belgian beer show.
Yeah, we did.
They were one of a couple of beers recognized, Unibrew being another one, in North America as being true to a Belgian Abbey style. And these are great. They're very flavorful.
Yes.
Feel free to talk while I drink.
Yeah.
Susan, choose.
We have two.
Okay,
and
Citizen.
I'm sorry, I had nothing to say. This is like wonderful.
We all just went blank. We were overcome with.
Well, as soon as you're done drinking, we can go into the 1554.
I will, but I want to point out. Great. I know you've been looking to get into that. If we only had a camera.
Dick is so excited. Oh, no,
I'm doing
so,
the 1554 dance.
Rick's so excited he's dancing. I haven't seen that a lot.
He's doing the Belgian dance.
You were at the Valentine's Day dance.
Yeah, yes. but he's got his pants on, though. So
yeah,
that's
so
the difference.
I'm watching the moves instead of the motion.
Biting my lip. So, yes, I'm a lip biter.
Susan, we had the challenge, which didn't go as badly.
We sucked on wasabi peas, and we conquered the wasabi peas.
During that break while we were listening to that song, I was so excited I was going to make the boys do the wasabi pea challenge, and they both sucked on it, and they were fine with it. Apparently, they've done a lot of wasabi pea sucking.
So in this case, we sucked was good.
Well, I guess so. Y'all are experienced suckers, apparently.
Oh, no, we were chowing down. At least I was chowing down wasabi over the weekend, big time.
Mm. Well,
my wasabi tolerance is way up there.
And right I hate to leverage all this talk about sucking peas to segue to this thing, but I went to the Mexican restaurant again that I talked
about
on last show.
Where did Dick go to lunch?
Well,
that's
our
new segment.
That's right. I went back to the same place.
All right, man, up for some 1554.
And I got to tell you, I'm in there getting some more of those little tacos. They were fantastic. We had the whole selection, and they're playing the Mexican television, right, the whole time that we're in there. And I'm in there, my wife and one of my girls, and we're watching it. And Andy, the littlest one, she points at the TV and says, "Look at that guy." And I look, and he's like wearing this black close-fitting suit and a bright red tie, but it wasn't tied. It was like kind of flipped over, and he had little tufted hair. And I realize after a while, this guy's gay.
He's the gay character.
There's anything wrong with
that. But that's not where I'm going with this, right? He's gay. But the reason I didn't recognize it is because he talked like everyone else.
Mm.
So I thought, how? And then I'm looking at him. Apparently, he blinked a lot more. He blinked a lot and like twitched his head a little. And so we were, you know,
you didn't have the nuances of the Spanish
language.
Well,
here's the thing. Right. So here's my question. How do you lisp and mince about in Spanish? I mean, if you're trying to be – he's obviously dressed trying to be the flaming Will and Grace sort of – what's the guy, Jack? That sort of cut of character, and it's like it wasn't happening. I just thought, oh, look, hey, nice tie. But that was all I got out of it. So I think there's like you said, there's something that I missed completely because it took forever.
Don't recognize the different Spanish, whatever. Something.
He's probably hilarious in Spanish.
Yeah,
and maybe
you know what I have noticed that when you go to those Spanish restaurants and they're playing it's always a soap opera.
So in the meantime,
these are the sounds of Dick typing.
You cracked open another beer.
This is the 1554.
This is the one you've been looking for.
I
was doing the 1554 dance.
Babel.
Yeah, they can
dive in, Dick.
So I got my 1554. What's the background behind this deal?
Well, this is the Phil Benstein, our resident Rumpold professor, stumbled onto Swart beer in 1888.
Oh, yeah, the
Swart. Creatively named popular beverages of various countries. He had trouble convincing brewmaster Peter some name
Ooh.
That such a beer existed back in 16th century Belgium. So the pair made two trips to Belgium to research this obscure style in the archives of Belgium's specialty brewers. And for those of you who don't know, Belgium is kind of like the Disneyland of beers. They have just about everything there.
It is.
The oldest reference to these black beers that our dynamic duo uncovered was in the year 1554. Other than being dark in color, 1554 has little in common with porters or stouts. The beer is fermented at relatively high temperatures using a European lager yeast that imparts a refreshing, zesty acidity. Chocolate and coffee tones in the nose give way to a surprisingly clean finish. With 1554, our staff hoped to create a beer similar to what folks enjoyed nearly 500 years ago.
Okay.
So that was lots of marketing with little detail. But one of the things I wanted to mention is we're currently sitting at the 3rd of May, which is close to Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. Cinco de Mayo.
So what will we be doing on Cinco de Mayo?
I
have my tickets.
We will be
Friday, by the way.
Downtown at Memphis in May.
And the music festival.
You guys are crazy.
Nah, we're going down there.
This is our annual pilgrimage.
We're going to go down there, and we want it to rain and just be nasty as hell.
And we'll celebrate that.
That's right. And Rick and a bunch of drunk college kids.
That's right. And we're going to be seeing B.B. King, the 3-6 Mafia, Puddle of Mud, Big Star, Jason Mraz, Buck Cherry, Egypt Central, Zach Brown, Billy Gibson. And all kinds
of
people.
Don't look at me like that. I don't even know who Billy Gibson is.
And we got 3-day passes.
I really don't.
ZZ Top?
I don't know.
He's 1/3.
I'm hoping I can man up to this thing.
Yeah, this is going to be cool.
3 days of listening to music and partying.
Yeah, we're in this all the way to the bitter end.
Yes.
3 days of
Blues
this.
Blues Traveler, James Brown.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Chicago. I mean, it's amazing what kind of groups they get.
Shine Down, which I hate to say this. God help me for admitting this, because this will get my man card revoked. I saw American Idol. It was on, and it was like a car wreck.
Tonight?
I think it was last night. But it's like I kept looking over there. Oh, yeah, it was when I was at the Thai place. And
Soul Patrol.
That was another weird experience. I go to a Thai restaurant, right?
Which one? The one on the square?
Yeah, Jaja's. And the waitress comes out, and she's wearing a KISS T-shirt.
Well, she's Thai, right? Was it the daughter?
Yeah, she's half Thai. Mm-hmm. But she comes out wearing a KISS T-shirt, and they got American Idol on. It's like, what kind of alternate universe have I wandered into?
I love these 15-year-olds running around with AC/DC shirts on. It's like, yeah, I listened to that when I was in high school.
That would be cool, but she's about 35.
You rock. Yeah.
I think, but anyway, she had the nice KISS shirt with the rhinestones around the letters and everything. So, anyway.
We're just going to have a new segment. Where's Dick going to lunch?
That's right. Wait, and I was at the Thai place.
You eat out a lot.
Well, I try.
You're an outer eater.
But I'm an outer eater.
I don't know what that means, but it came out.
But I was there. I took another
daughter. Reminds me of something I heard today. I won't repeat it.
Okay. I took another daughter there, and we were enjoying some Thai food, and it came on. And one of the songs, I don't know what it was, like medley of weird stuff. American Idol.
Oh. How can you even? I love American Idol. That's one of the few shows I have to TiVo.
I know.
That's why we're doing the show. So it's right now tonight. It is Wednesday.
That's right.
At 8.
It's 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock at night on Wednesday because we had to wait till after American Idol was over.
It's being a road trooper by hanging out with us. And
where I was going with this, and the only reason I invoke its evil name is because on Sunday, May 7th, Shinedown is playing. And they're a band out of Florida. Great, great, great vocalist. Fantastic singer. And one of the American Idol weasels did one of their songs.
What was that, the hard rock one? Because I don't know what you're saying, though. What's the band you're talking about?
Shinedown.
Is that a rock band?
Yes, they are. They're very good. Very, very good. I enjoy them immensely. So they'll be there. They're not a blues band, but he's got a good voice on him.
So we'll be picking out what bands. That's America's favorite show.
I don't want to know. Look, if I want to know about some 15-year-old girl whose dad just got out of prison, all I got to do is call my sister. You know?
I know, but she's talented.
I can call any member of my family and get
talk to her. Did you see Catherine McPhee humping the stage during the Black Horse and the Cherry Tree song?
Because
if you saw that,
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, if you would have seen that part,
okay. The reasons I don't watch it is Simon. Who's the train wreck woman?
Paula Abdul. Yeah, she was great 20 years ago.
Brian Seacrest.
Yes,
those are the reasons I don't watch it.
Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
Is he a man or a woman? Or a little of both?
He's a manly man.
But we have to watch because we're really...
He's a man's man.
This is another connection.
Why do we have to watch it? Because
Taylor Hicks, the gray-haired guy, that's from Birmingham, that has kind of a bluesy, soulsy feel.
I bet if you went to iTunes and you typed in... What's the name of this show?
American Idol.
No. You'd probably find podcasts about it.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Yeah, too many.
But Taylor Hicks and I are practically related because his grandmother is good friends because they always spent every winter down at the condo in Gulf Shores, Alabama with my mom's next-door neighbor.
Seriously. Yeah,
wow, damn, man. You're practically married.
I know. I mean, I have to root for him.
Does Tom know about this?
Yes. So, Taylor Hicks, well, we are close.
But we digress. We were talking about Memphis in May, and it's going to be all over the place. 3 days in May.
It's going to wear our asses out.
Yeah. And so hopefully, I'm going to try and smuggle in my little digital tape recorder.
You know, I never did read that story about the beer gut.
The beer gut?
Was, one of the pieces of news that we had.
I wish I would get...
Oh. You could smuggle in beer... In a false
fake beer gut.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be able to wear it because I got an actual beer gut. But, man. I mean, somebody could
but
wear
Dick
it.
But Dick doesn't because he lost 50 pounds.
Yeah. That's right.
But, y'all, the show won't be up before it, will it? Because I would recommend it.
Yeah, that's why we don't do current events. We've got a whole stack of news here that we can talk about.
Because if you...
Craft Beer Radio will have done it 3 times.
If you are a crazy kid looking for something to do this weekend, that would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah, and then people come from all over the world.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Well, speaking of news, I want to reel this in a little tiny bit. Our friendly local brewer from Bosco's, Chuck Skypeck, was given an award from the Brewers Association Recognition Award.
Cool.
So that's cool.
Yeah,
out
very
of
good.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, and because they gold medaled at American Beer Festival, right?
And another brewer that we really like from New Glarus Brewing, Dan Carey.
Yeah,
they won an award for innovation. And I learned these tidbits on craft beer.
Oh, okay. Radio, well, good. So kudos.
Go listen to those guys. Beer. They'll give you some good information.
Well, we got one more blues song, and then we're gonna wind it up. This is another classic song, and this will be the last of our street blues segment. This is the Juke Joint All-Stars with I'm a Blues Man.
Blue Paddle Pilsner Lager. Blue Paddle Pilsner, crafted without the use of adjuncts like corn or rice, explores the boundaries where American lagers seldom journey.
Yeah, the mic is on. That's what the red light means, Susan.
Christina, are you talking tennis?
Reflective of Europe's finest pilsners, Blue Paddle delivers a refreshing bitterness, vibrant finish, and a subtle but intricate depth of flavor. And I didn't mean for this to be on a show. I thought we'd be done with the show by this time.
This isn't a show beer?
No, it's just kind of one we were going to have after we drank all the other ones, because we're not real huge fans of pilsners.
Yeah.
No,
it's okay. Got a little soapy, actually. Yeah. That might be the jalapeno talking.
Well, we've got some exceptional show snacks here this week. The wasabi mix that Susan's
I think everybody knows about. We've got about wasabi peas.
I say we get Christy. Dick's wife just came downstairs. I say we get Christy to try some of the wasabi peas.
But she's all Listerined up.
She's ready for you to come to bed, I think, is what she's saying. She's done the mouthwash. I know what that means. That only means one thing in our house if somebody breaks out the mouthwash.
Well, at our
house, what does that mean?
At our house, it means good dental hygiene.
Oh.
We do it more than once a day, Susan.
Wait a second. You don't just save it for the special occasions?
Yeah, it's not just a special occasion. You can use it every day.
Wait a second. Wait, what about that stuff called toothpaste?
Or
I'm thinking. Use that?
Well, now that too. But I'm starting to get, speaking of Listerine, this is probably the worst New Belgium.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I really didn't want this to be on the show.
Sort of,
it's kind of a bad way to end a good evening.
And their best, their worst is still pretty good. I mean, I'm not a Pilsner fan.
See, we were supposed to go out in 1554 where the dancing beer.
I know, that's the one where you were dancing in your chair.
I like
the
that beer.
The dancing beer.
That's
see,
a,
I like to refer to
Brussels style black
like
ale.
The dancing beer, the tickle beer. You know, I mean,
yeah,
forever that will be known as the dancing beer.
I'm sucking on peas.
This is the Listerine beer. That's not so good.
So I think we're pretty tapped out.
Yeah, well, we got
to. Dick heard about his wife with the mouthwash. She's ready to go. Let's get out of here.
You keep saying that, Susan.
Yes. I do keep saying that, Dick.
Just because Christy's pushing you towards the door. But anyway, so we were looking over the lineup again, and there's like a billion people showing up for Memphis in May. So it's going to be a big time.
We'll take our rain ponchos for Friday at least because it's going to rain.
Cinco de Mayo. I'm not taking a poncho.
You're not.
Gosh, mm-hmm. If you're ever thinking about coming to Memphis, the best time to visit really is May. There's something going on every weekend.
Yeah.
You know
but
what
Memphis,
I really like?
Memphis in May is guaranteed.
What I like and what gets me in trouble is the rooftop party.
That's a good time to.
Because you go on Thursday night and man,
on top of the Peabody.
Yeah,
and
that's just the start of the evening. And
that's
then you sit down and
swanky people.
Then you go
hit
Beale Street and you go hit the Flying Saucer and
work your way over to Memphis.
What about Rayford's? Have
you
all ever tried?
I've been to Rayford's. Do you like it?
Once again, it's one of those altered states. I've probably been there 10 times and I'm not exactly sure. I know there's like disco lights.
That's where they pat you on the ass and they call you baby.
Oh.
And they sell you 40 ounces, man.
Well, you buy your 40s.
Rayford's Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, I've
that's
really
off
probably
Beale
been there
Street.
A bunch
we
of
talked
times,
about this on
but yeah. I really don't remember anything about it. I think one time I picked up a bottle of beer that I saw on the sidewalk outside and drank it.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the memory I have of there.
That's not good.
Probably revealing too much about myself.
So they didn't pat you on the butt.
Did you find a cigarette butt in it?
Probably. And I tried to smoke it, but the old
it's kind of hard to get them lit once they got wet.
Yeah.
All right, we'll try and come up with a Cinco de Mayo show and maybe do that for like the 15th of May.
Hopefully I can smuggle in my
I heard a great joke today. I'll go ahead and say it. The reason they call it Cinco de Mayo is the Titanic was shipping out and they had like 12,000 bottles of Hellman's mayonnaise on there. And the Mexicans were waiting for the mayonnaise to show up. But the Titanic sank, so they said Cinco de Mayo.
You know what? That's not a great joke. That's kind of a bad one.
And they were sad. I thought that was a cute joke.
And so, guys, you know what? I think I'm going to go home, have some Listerine, kiss my husband. And say goodnight.
Okay.
See if I can work on getting that computer.
Oh, that's what
for
Listerine's about.
Yeah. Just bring a bottle home.
Okay. Some wasabi peas.
Let's
I've
call
I've
it.
Been sucking those wasabi peas all night.
And talking about them too, endearing other people. All right, let's call it
a
show.
But the sad thing is I'm not near the wasabi pea sucker that these guys are.
Well, we promise next time.
I can suck 10.
It'll
beg your pardon?
Without flinching.
10 wasabi peas, Christy.
I wouldn't go spreading that around or getting T-shirts made or nothing. But
yeah, Christy, try the wasabi pea sucker.
Are you impressed by that?
She's already Listerined up.
All right, let's wind it up.
This is a train wreck. It's killing.
We're just burning pod air
now. I've got a long night ahead of me. I've TiVo'd American Idol. I need to go home and see the results.
I
got to
watch
right
House.
Okay.
Part two of House.
All right, good night, guys.
Well, thank you for participating in our service today.
Well, thank you.
Christy, say good night.
Okay. That's it. We'll see you next time.
Good night.